Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Today on Getting Real with the Housewives, Noella Bergener reveals all about her messy divorce and how she really feels about her castmates questioning her marriage.
There's been no changes in the finances. He's not paid rent. We're currently squatting in our 10,000 square foot mansion. Mm-hmm. Which is very eerie.
And Margot Josephs opens up about her feud with Teresa Giudice.
She's not too happy with the Marge. I think I am very honest of the way I feel about certain things. And Teresa doesn't always like to hear that from me.
Then we break down the latest in Housewives news, from Megan King's split to Vicki Gunvalson slamming her ex's engagement. Plus, things get heated on this week's Real Housewives of Orange County. We've got that plus so much more on this week's Getting Real with the Housewives. Hey guys, Christina Garibaldi here with Us Weekly executive producer Mandy DeCamp. Welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, and Happy New Year, Mandy.
Happy New Year, Christina. I'm excited. A whole new year of Housewives.
We have a lot to get to. A lot of news happened over the break. But before we get into it, let's hear what you guys had to say about our last show. And it definitely got a lot of people talking.
We sure do. Rob wrote in and said that man had a whole other life, and Noella was so enamored with her lifestyle that she chose not to pay attention and turn a blind eye. She walked into the situation. Oh, I have a lot to say about Noella. I think we'll get to it later when we recap last night's episode. And we also actually sat down with her this week. You sat down with her and got tons of details on the messy split. So we'll definitely get into that, Rob. Stay tuned.
Yes, definitely. She did not hold back. And then we heard from Katie, who said, Mary is so weird. Why doesn't anyone address this? She lies, never makes any sense, and for no reason, just likes or doesn't like you. Guess it depends on the day she's having. So instead, everyone is scared of her. I don't understand it. If she's that volatile, she shouldn't be on the show. I kind of agree. I mean, it seems like the elephant in the room. Like, nobody's really like calling out Mary for her behavior.
I agree. We saw it with Erica Jane. Everyone was scared of her in Beverly Hills. Now everyone's scared of Mary. I don't understand this like scared mentality that these housewives are getting. Your housewives, because you're outspoken. Speak and talk. Like, tell her off if she's being absurd.
Seriously. I don't know. Everybody's scared of Mary this season. All right. Well, we have a lot of housewives news to get to. So what have the ladies been up to this week?
All right, so in case you missed it over the holidays, Megan King has split with Cuff Owens. Mm-hmm. Big surprise. Okay. So she shut down some advice that she's received about how to deal with the breakup. She took to social media to share a glimpse of her yoga routine in an Instagram video that she posted this Monday. She said, warrior your way through your first day back to real life in 2022. It's going to be okay. We will do this even if we look or feel silly at times, and even if the world is watching. We are this together. I love you. Okay. So some of King's fans were quick to point out in the comments section that they didn't expect her to be so candid following her breakup. One social media user replied, so many people made so many mean comments towards you. In 2022, work on being kind, folks. We are all doing our best to figure this thing called life out. Wishing you and your family all the best, Megan. That's very sweet.
Very nice
comment. King, for her part, shut down the criticism, asking, how about I decide what's good for me and you follow along, or you don't? Makes sense.
Yeah.
So the Real Housewives of Orange County alums comments come shortly after she confirmed that they called it quits. On December 27th, she confirmed the news saying, "I am rattled. The situation is profoundly devastating. This is obviously not what I imagined when I made my vows. And I'm shocked and saddened by the way things turned out. I'm moving forward with my children as we privately process our pain and begin to let go of shattered dreams."
Yikes.
Oh my gosh. What do you think about this breakup?
I mean, like you said, not really surprising. I mean, they were only dating for like 2 months or so. And, you know, maybe, and I think that they weren't really even living in the same, he's in California. She's in Minnesota. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think maybe they just didn't really talk about the future and they're like, oh my God, we're married. How is this going to work out?
My theory in my head is he didn't look like Google her before.
Yeah. Yes.
And then when he starts seeing all these sites picking up their wedding, and that's when he starts to Google. That's my personal theory. There's no truth to that, but I don't know. I just feel like he didn't really like research her.
No, I don't think so. And he probably didn't think that his whole marriage, his whole life would be all over social media.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, it would be this big fanfare type of thing. And, you know, maybe he did not want to live the public life, I guess.
Yeah. But if Bravo's not calling her right now and saying we need you on next season, then they're making a big mistake. I would love to see her on next season. And I would think that she might be a little bit open about what happened if she was.
I 100% count me in. She needs to be back on the show. Definitely. All right. Let's talk about some other messy situations that we have to talk about. Vicki Gunvalson and Steve Lodge, because this was a little surprising. So Steve, Vicki's ex-fiance, announced that he was engaged to Janice Carlson, and Vicki shortly after had to get something off her chest about him and told us that Steve is a fame whore and is all about staying relative. She said, "I've gone out with some friends, but have no desire to do what he's doing. Marriage is a sacred thing." Now, 3 months after his split from Vicki, Steve confirmed to us that he was engaged, saying, "We are completely head over heels in love and can't wait to be husband and wife. Janice is a beautiful person inside and out. We have incredible chemistry. We're very compatible, emotionally connected, and have mutual respect for each other. We are equally yoked and look forward to happiness." He
I can't handle the word yoked.
I cannot.
Who uses that?
So weird. He proposed to Carlson 1 month prior in December and noted that the couple are excited for their wedding ceremony in April. Oh, poor Vicki.
Oh my gosh. This was surprising to me.
Yes.
Because I actually, watching the show, I didn't realize Steve was a fame whore, or as Vicki says. I thought he didn't really like being on the show, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I cannot believe he moved on that quickly. Clearly, they were done for a while.
For a long time. Or you would think, or unless he was just having a another relationship while he was with Vicki.
But, he was mentally done, I think.
Yeah, he was mentally done with this relationship.
Yeah.
You know, you feel bad for Vicki because I'm sure it's not only heartbreaking, I'm sure she feels probably embarrassed by this whole situation too, because, I mean, she's not really, doesn't have the best track record.
No, I know. Poor Vicki.
I hope, hopefully 2022 brings her a new relationship and she can meet a good guy.
I hope so. In other engagement news we got to get to, Tom DiGostino and Danielle Rollins got engaged on Friday, December 31st, 5 years after he married Luann de Lesseps on New Year's Eve.
Oh my God.
Now, why he would pick New Year's Eve again, I don't know.
So wrong. So wrong.
364 other days of the year. So she posted a picture holding hands with him and said, "Woke up like this." And the interior designer was, of course, wearing a ring featuring a large sapphire surrounded by smaller diamonds on her left hand in the snap. So not only was it the same day that he and Luann got married, but it was the same city that he got married in. So he proposed to Rollins in Palm Beach, Florida, same place they got married.
I mean, like, just rewriting history, I guess.
I know. Also, I see that Luann's celebrating somewhere on a beach right now in for New Year's. So I wonder if it was Palm Beach.
Maybe Palm Beach. Oh, hey, well, Luann looks amazing. I mean, those abs, she looks so good. And I'm sure she's not even thinking about Tom anymore.
But I want to try her fosé too, her fake rosé.
Yeah, seriously. Well, I wonder if it would be really wrong if Tom decided decided to get married at the Breakers because that's where they got married in Palm Beach. But who knows? Maybe it'll be at the Regency.
I would love a Regency wedding.
Love it. All right. Well, following the death of her husband, Nene Leakes is dating Neon Celestio. I'm sorry if I said that wrong. A source exclusively told Us Weekly. She hosted a lavish New Year's Eve bash at the Linthia Lounge. And in photos posted to her Instagram, she rang in the new year with her new man, among others, at this glamorous party. The Real Housewives of Atlanta alum's new romance comes just three months after her husband Greg died at the age of 66 following his battle with stage 3 colon cancer. Now, according to a source, Peter Thomas, who was once married to Nene's former co-star Cynthia Bailey, made the introduction between the reality star and her new man. Now, he was originally born in Liberia and is the owner of a men's couture suit company called Neone Couture. So what do we think about Nene kind of moving on pretty quickly?
It's a little fast for me.
Yeah.
In 3 months. That's crazy. The only thing I can say is, like, I think that he had been sick for a while.
Yeah.
So maybe mentally she was detaching herself romantically from her husband. I don't know. It feels very, very soon to me, but at the same time, if it's a distraction and making her happy, who really cares, you know, even if it doesn't last, whatever,
right.
And get distracted.
No, totally. I agree with you. It seemed like 3 months was a little quick, but like you said, if it makes her happy, it's a good distraction, then good for Nene. And, you know, hopefully she finds some happiness, because definitely a sad time.
I think the hard part is that, you know, we're writing about it because Nene Leakes, you know, if this was like just a private thing that she was just having some fun and distracting herself, it's one thing. Now it's in writing. Now it's all over the internet. It's like, that's when it becomes a little strange.
Totally. But she's not hiding it though. She is posting pictures with him. So she is kind of, you know, promoting this relationship and putting it out there. So I guess, you know, good for Nene.
Yeah. All right. We got to get to this week's episode of OC. It was a doozy. I am a fan of these new housewives. That was good casting by Bravo.
It really was. Like, you know, sometimes it takes you a while to kind of get invested in these new housewives stories, but I feel like right off the bat, I'm like, okay, I'm into this.
Yeah. Yeah. So first, Shannon apologized to Heather, which we saw at the end of the last episode, and then it continued in this episode. And she also apologized to Terry. What did you think about this apology? Do you think it was genuine? What did you think of their reaction?
I mean, I kind of felt like the apology was genuine, but I like almost agree with Shannon a little bit that it felt like Heather was like a teacher scolding its student. And it was like, Heather was like, you need to do this, you need to do that. She's a grown woman. She doesn't have to apologize like that. And it just seemed like she was like embarrassing her a little bit, but I did feel like the apology was sincere. How about you?
Yeah, I totally think the apology was sincere. I'm not the biggest Shannon fan, but Heather's really not, I don't know. She's kind of bothering me this season. She seems very almost scripted. Like she's playing this role and has to play this. Like she's very like, the way she speaks bothers me. I don't remember her bothering me this much in the past.
No, me neither. And it's almost like she's kind of talking down to people a little bit. Like she feels like she's like a lot better than everybody else. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's like, oh, I get it. You live in this amazing, amazing home and, you know, have everything life could offer. But I don't know, in ways it kind of almost feels like she just seems like she's better than everybody.
Yeah. And then let's get into her friendship with Gina, which feels completely forced and fake to me.
Yeah.
It seems like she's like treating Gina like a charity case.
Charity case. Yes. Like, totally.
What is this?
I don't know. It's like,
It's like a privilege for Gina to be friends with her.
Right. Yes. Like you are coming to our derby date and you can sit in the winner's circle. Like, let me show you what life really has to offer. But yes, it does. It feels like, let me take my friend who doesn't have as much money as I do and show her off. Like, I don't know.
It's strange. It's strange. Heather's bothering me. Let us know in the comments, everyone, what you think about Heather's return this season and if you like her or not on the show. Yeah.
Totally. All right. What do we think about Noella and this this divorce? It is just, it gets stranger by the minute.
It really does. I mean, I don't know whose side I'm on. Mm-hmm. I would love to hear from him more. He has given us a few comments. Yes. So he's definitely disagreeing with most of things that she's been saying. The weirdest comment of the whole show to me was when she said that she offered him their dog.
Their dog. Like
she was afraid he might be lonely. Like, What?
This whole thing is so weird. And like, he served her divorce papers with flowers. Yeah. And, you know, she was like whispering this whole conversation.
Yeah, the whispering. So she was on Watch What Happens After and said that it wasn't. So some people were saying it was because she has surveillance right. in her house and that's why she was whispering. But she said that when she gets stressed, she loses her voice. So
interesting.
The whispering was bizarre. I was like, why are there captions? Why do I have to, why can't I hear her?
Right. But I totally understand why the ladies are questioning her marriage. Cause it like, I mean, it almost seems like you can't make this, I don't know that you, that, no. that she's making, not that she's making it up. I don't want to say that because I have no idea, but it just seems unbelievable.
It seems unbelievable. Something is missing majorly. Yeah. I mean, she has been open on social media and she said to you that there was infidelity in the marriage previously. And she did say, I think, it may have been to you that it was, she's almost wondering if he's protecting her in a way because whatever he did this time was so bad.
So bad. Because I asked her, I was like, do you know why this marriage ended? And she said, yes, I do, but I'm not ready to talk about that right now. So all there is definitely a big piece of this puzzle that is missing that I feel like we need. So we need something that. Does not add up because she did say, she said, you know, we dealt with infidelity. We dealt with all these other things. But when all this, that he owes like almost $6 million to the IRS, when that came out is when he decided to pull back. I'm like, that doesn't really,
something
doesn't add up and we're missing something. So hopefully, you know, in due time, maybe she'll decide to reveal it. Maybe he'll speak out a little bit more. I don't know. But we did recently sit down with Noella, who detailed her nasty divorce and how she really feels about the ladies questioning her relationship. Take a look.
I mean, what's kind of like the status of your relationship status right now? Obviously, do you have any sort of communication, you know, or is it just through social media, through lawyers and things like that?
Yeah, we were communicating somewhat nicely to the point where we pretty much negotiated our own settlement, like just those little fine details that weren't discussed in mediation. And it felt like we were going well. And then he really aggressively kept going forward with a divorce in Puerto Rico, which was not necessarily the plan that was also supposed to be wrapped up in the settlement. Mm-hmm. So then we had to take a back step from that. So I no longer felt like I could trust talking to him or communicating with him. I'd still send him pictures of our son. Mm-hmm. I'd still encourage him to come visit our son. But besides that, like trust was once again broken. Like how many times can you say that before sounding like a crazy person? So sadly, we've not really had a good rapport back and forth, just because it doesn't behoove me, you know, it doesn't benefit me whatsoever. Every time I've tried to give him a heads up or be there for him, he's used it against me. At this point, we have a settlement. We both have ironed out all the details. Like it's ready to go. We just need to sign. I'm ready to sign. And he's just not doing it. So here we are. I'm hoping that eventually maybe doing things like this will get through to him that let's just focus on co-parenting. Let's just finish this so we could just be done and put this in our rear view and just heal.
Yeah. Why do you think he's kind of dragging his feet about it? Is he hoping for a reconciliation in a way?
Oh gosh, no. I mean, you take those words back. You don't even put that out there to the universe. No. Ego? I mean, yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. Obviously, I don't know what's in this man's head since 5 months ago, going on 6 months. So I couldn't tell you, but I think it's more ego related than matters of the heart.
Right. And I know you spoke out on the show about how, you know, your credit cards were shut off and he, you know, hasn't paid child support and, you know, therapy for your son. Has that changed at all?
Yes. So no, everything's exactly the same. He cut off my credit cards. Those who have not been turned back on. I have access to one singular credit card. It's a number that's through Instacart and Amazon. So, I mean, we're just buying everything we can through Amazon, like stocking up on like a year's worth of diapers, you know. We've got like his office in our house now is just turned into like a storage space just to like, cause we don't know. He's never had a conversation with me about it. He could shut it off in any moment. And then I literally would have to like look at some scary options. So yeah, there's been no changes in the finances. He's not paid rent. We're currently squatting in our 10,000 square foot mansion, mm-hmm. which is very eerie.
Was it hard to hear the women kind of question your marriage and your relationship and kind of, you know, talk about what was going on, not to your face?
That was rough. That was definitely, you know, that's the part of the show that a lot of people say, like, sometimes maybe you just don't want to watch. And it's like, oh gosh, I don't want to see this. Like, it makes you feel gross. So, you know, like, I think the hardest part of last night's episode was watching Gina say to Heather, after I'd given her a heads up, like, just be careful there. That Gina took from that I was jealous of Heather's lifestyle. Mm-hmm. That felt really icky to hear, because it's like, it's my lifestyle too. There's nothing that Heather has that I want. Mm-hmm. I'm just giving you a heads up, like, as a friend, because I really genuinely want you to make sure that you're surrounding yourself with people who are interested in real friendships. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'm sensing something here.
So, yeah. So after, after Noella said that she's basically squatting in her $10 million mansion, he spoke out to us and said that this house is actually a lease, and that their lease was up in November. So she's technically, I guess, trespassing in the house. I don't know.
I think he said the lease was for the show.
Right. Yes. For the show. Yeah. And she said that, like, you know, he was totally on board with the show in the beginning, but then when kind of his secrets kind of started coming out, that's when he retreated as well. I don't know. Something weird is going on here. We need some receipts. Like, I need to see, like, the contract for the lease to show me that it was up. Like, I need to see these documents.
I need more. What did you also think about, we forgot to talk about Dr. Jen tagging Noella in a photo.
Yeah.
That was bizarre.
That's really weird.
And it does kind of seem thirsty, like, you're trying to just get her followers, or, you know, make it seem like she's one of your patients.
Right.
That was bizarre to me.
That was really bizarre. I would have been kind of, like, weirded out about that too. So I kind of get, that, but it seems like Noella and Dr. Jen have known each other for quite a long time though. A year. Jen said. Yeah. So, like, they knew each other before the camera started rolling. So maybe she just felt like, oh, we're friends, she won't care, but
strange.
I don't know. But you have to remember, only 5 episodes into the season, so there's a lot more to get to.
Also, I can't wait. Noella was on Watch What Happens After, and she said to Andy Cohen that something is going to happen with Heather in a few episodes, with her and Heather, that's going to explain, like, why she's been saying things about Heather. So I can't wait to hear about that.
She teased that in our interview as well, saying, like, you know, she does not trust Heather. She felt like Heather was very manipulative and not there for real friendships. So yeah, that things are going to get nasty.
Can't wait. It's a good season.
It is.
Yeah. We also caught up with Margaret Josephs from Jersey Housewives, who teased her explosive feud that's coming up this season with Teresa Giudice. So take a look.
In the trailer, we saw that you and Teresa get into a little bit of a heated discussion. Can you tease anything about what went down with her this season?
I mean, oh my God. I think people could know. She's not too happy with the march. I think I am very honest of the way I feel about certain things. And Teresa doesn't always like to hear that from me. And she gets upset. And obviously it's pertaining to her relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets very mad. And, you know, she's a hot temper.
Is there anything you would change now that the season's over in terms of, like, how you handled that situation?
No, I think I handled it very well, truthfully. No, I handled it very well. I handled it much better than she did.
And where do you guys stand now?
She's not too happy with me. I always feel this way. If you truly care about someone and truly like someone, it's important to be honest with them. I'm not a yes woman. You know, at my age, I don't have to yes anybody to death. My best friends in the world, you have to be honest with everybody.
Mm-hmm. Now, how does this season's drama compare to seasons past, in your opinion?
This one might be more dramatic. I mean, granted, the hair pull season is very dramatic, but this time I think we have much closer relationships that have drama in them. So I think this season is maybe the most dramatic.
Now, the trailer obviously gives a tease of, like, a little bit of everything, but is there anything that didn't make it into the trailer that you think that you're excited for fans to see play out?
I think there's more fun stuff that didn't make it into the trailer that I think fans will like to see play out. And I think, you know, the build up to everything will be fun for the fans to see.
So, you know,
a typical Jersey. I'm ready for it. You know, I forget that we're only a couple weeks out, but, you know, Margaret says that she questioned her relationship with Louis, which I'm sure a lot of us have. But she's the one that kind of spoke out about it. And it seems like things are still not on the best of terms between the two of them.
I agree. Yeah, it seems good. I mean, I feel like Margaret's like the Dorinda of Jersey.
Yeah.
She's not afraid to say what she thinks to the other housewives. And I like that.
I like that, too. All right. Well, let's get to our social spotlight of the week, where we discuss which of the ladies caught our attention. Who caught your attention this week?
Well, I think a few of the ladies posted this, but I'm going off of Crystal's Instagram, Crystal Minkoff from Beverly Hills Housewives. She shared a series of posts of John Mellencamp serenading the housewives with the caption, "What a way to ring in the new year. Thank you, Kyle Richards and Mauricio, for opening up your home to us and starting 2022 with such warmth and joy. To top it off, we got to experience the most magical, intimate session with John Mellencamp." Love this.
Must be nice.
This is so funny, and I want to be invited.
I want to be invited to that as well. Like, must be like the best. I mean, it's nice to have famous friends, I guess. Yeah. Well, I'm guessing at that same party is, because mine is from Kyle Richards. So this was at the same party. She posted this photo, says, "Bringing in the new year, such a special night. 2022, here we come." Fine. Picture's great. But then you look right in the middle. What is Ashley Simpson doing there?
What is it? Housewives, I'm all for it.
I'm all for it. I mean, are they recruiting her to be the next housewife? Because like you said, totally here for it.
I hope so. I really do.
So random. So wonderful. I love everything about it. But there was also, I forgot to mention, Carmen Electra actually posted, responded to a comment because I guess somebody posted a photo of her and Garcelle, I guess they're friends, and was like, "Oh, wouldn't it be great if Carmen Electra was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?" And she commented being like, "Yeah, it would be fun." So who knows? Maybe another cast.
Bravo, pick up the phone.
Yeah, seriously, get on that immediately.
She would be great, I think.
She really would. I love it. Yeah. All right. Well, Mandy, that is it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. Thanks for running down all things Housewives with me, as always.
Thanks, Christina.
All right. For more, if you want to listen to our full interview with Noella, make sure you listen to our Getting Real with the Housewives podcast. Keep commenting, keep subscribing, and we'll see you guys next week.